When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
All right. Hour number two, Bart and Han, Alan Han, Bart Scott, 98.7 ESPN. If you're just joining us, concerning news with the Yankees, Aaron Boone said that Gerrit Cole will be getting an MRI on his pitching elbow. Why? He's started to experience some fatigue in that elbow during spring training. He said it feels like the day after having 100 pitches in a game in the middle of the season, enough concern that they want to get a look at it. So that's the story there. Again, not a great thing. Nobody loves this. Now, Brian Hoke tweeting that the Yankees don't expect to have a prognosis for Cole today and maybe not even tomorrow, that there's going to be multiple opinions given regarding his course of treatment. This gets more and more concerning for me, Bart. More and more concerning when you see how they're handling it. Now, are they being super cautious? Of course they are. Should they? Of course they should. But it just gets more and more alarming that it's, first you hear MRI, that'll scare you. Then you hear that it's arm fatigue and it feels like middle of the season can't really recover between starts as well as he usually does. That's concern. And then it's like, we're not going to really have a prognosis right away here. It's going to take a couple of days. And, you know, we're also going to consult a lot of different people about this to get the right course of action. Whoa. This doesn't sound very simple. It sounds really complicated. And we're a couple of weeks away from the start of the regular season where Cole is supposed to be your opening day starter. This is your ace. This is your Cy Young winner.
Damn.
So
while we're what?
Yeah, hang on. We're monitoring, obviously, the Cole situation, but that seems to be as far as we're going to get with it. For now, we'll take your calls, of course, in reaction to it, 800-919-3776. And obviously, 3 o'clock, K-Show comes up. You do not want to miss that. And Michael K's take on all of this stuff. And in the meantime, today is also NFL legal tampering period has begun. It started at noon. And a lot of different players have already come to terms on some agreements. Again, nothing's official, but agreements on a lot of different deals. We told you about DeAndre Swift is leaving the Eagles for the Bears.
There's been so much money gave out.
How about Tony Pollard leaving the Dallas Cowboys for the Tennessee Titans, which means Derrick Henry will be somewhere else.
So you're saying that it's two openings in the NFC East.
The Dallas Cowboys will be looking for a running back, and so will the Philadelphia Eagles. And the Eagles didn't want to give Swift $8 million a year.
Or maybe they didn't want to give Swift $8
million. Or I guess it's where you put the emphasis on the syllable. If you say, didn't want to give Swift $8 million a year, or is it didn't want to give Swift $8 million a year? It all depends on how you look at it. So there's all of that is going on. But the news that caught everyone's attention to start the day, to me, is very interesting because T. Higgins was franchise tagged by the
Cincinnati Bengals.
But it was always like, you know, the intention was likely to see if they can get a trade for him. It wasn't to keep him.
Yep.
Well, Higgins has, according to Adam Schefter, requested a trade. He wanted to be with the team long term, but not happy that they tagged him and there have been no talks about a long term extension. So he now wants out. And it didn't take long for Breece Hall to go to Twitter. And he tagged Sauce Gardner and Garrett Wilson and said, "About time we light another bonfire, huh?" Meaning, of course, those three were going after Aaron Rodgers all last year. Remember that?
Yeah.
And Dalvin Cook, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Yeah, that's not going to work.
Now, I was going to ask you, is T. Higgins somebody, while the Jets are also have been at least trying to engage the Raiders about Devontae Adams and trading for him, is there something with T. Higgins that the Jets should be in on?
No. Not at all. Like, if you see the numbers, the Jets are probably like 15th or 16th in salary cap space. I'm sure they're going to get some more space by maybe extending C.J. Mosley and lessening his salary cap hit. But you don't go for T. Higgins, and I keep trying to explain to Jet fans that you're going to have a reckoning coming pretty soon. In probably 2 years, you're going to have to pay Brees mm-hmm. or let him walk.
Mm-hmm.
That's why Izzy is brought here, Abanaconda is brought here to see if he can be a guy too that when Brees, if you can't re-sign Brees, that you let him walk. Then you got to pay, you know, if Vera Tucker stays healthy, you got to pay him, right? But you remember, the beauty is you had 3 first-round draft picks. The bad part is they're all going to be coming up for free agency, and you got to kind of tier them as far as when you're going to pay them. And Aaron Rodgers talking about he want to play 3 to 4 more years. You need Aaron Rodgers to pay maximum 3 years so that all his money can fall off the books and you start over with a young, cheap quarterback, or maybe you get lucky mm-hmm. and get a Baker Mayfield type of quarterback. But no means can you go out and pay T. Higgins, $25, $26 million a year? Because that's what receivers are getting right now because he's the number one on the block.
Right.
He'll get 25, 26. We saw what Mike Evans got at the age of 30.
Right.
He got, 26? He got $26 million a year, and he's 30. So what do you think T. Higgins, that's 25, 26 years old, is going to get? So you can't do that because then you might as well say goodbye. The reason why T. Higgins is saying goodbye to Cincinnati is because they got to pay Chase Young.
Mm-hmm. Jamar Chase.
So you're going to come over here, and you got to pay Garrett Wilson to pay this guy. That means you're going to say goodbye to Garrett Wilson, and you're not going to do that, right? Because you can't pay 2 receivers $25 million annually a year. So where he does fit, though, and where the compensation could be correct, is just imagine you turn Leonard Williams into T. Higgins.
Right.
You need a number one receiver. You have the money. You have the space. The Giants are $41 million underneath the cap. If the Giants are the front runner, because this is the thing.
The front runner.
I think they should be the front runner.
Interesting.
If they want somebody want to do a trade. How many people going to give up a second round draft pick for T. Higgins? Not many.
Not many will be able to, no.
But the Giants are, and like the ones that will, don't have a salary cap space to pay $26 million a year.
Does that change also, because obviously free agency comes before the draft, does that change their thinking at the number 6 pick then?
Yeah.
Because now if you give up a second round pick, now you only have one. You don't have the 2 that you can move into the first, you know what I mean?
But you do. You still have 1 left. You can move that one and move into the front.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
With the future, I guess.
Yeah,
you can
swap. Like, because at this point, now I got my receiver. Now I'm going to get my lineman.
So it's 6, then you go offensive line. They need a guard bad.
Then if they need a guard.
Or a right tackle.
I mean, if that's the case, I might just go out. Listen, it's a lot of different ways this can go. Like, I might, if I go get Neighbors, I mean, if I go get T. Higgins
mm-hmm.
with number 2, that's my second round pick. You're not going to draft a better second round pick with, you know, that's going to affect the game that quickly.
Right.
I might at 6, I might go Bowers.
Ooh.
I might go with the tight end. Darren Waller can't stay healthy. He's contemplating retirement still. I'll help him into retirement. And I'll get the tight end that I want and need.
Talk him into it.
Right.
So and then get yourself a weapon.
So just imagine. Now you have.
People are raving about Bowers. Like everybody, like anybody that's been assessing the draft, calling him one of the best talents in the draft.
Look what LaPorta did.
Yeah.
LaPorta was he was like a 4th round draft pick.
Now that's giving you another weapon.
Right. Yeah. That's giving you 2-tier type of weapons, right? That's giving you a middle of the field weapon and an outside weapon. Then you already got guys like Robinson. You still got, who knows.
What do you do to replace Saquon Barkley?
I mean, it's a lot out there. Like, you can draft that running back.
Well, but Pollard's off the table, Swift's off the table, right? There's 2 already gone.
You got J.K. Dobbins, who's like Saquon, but he's coming off of a ACL, but he runs like Saquon Barkley. You got Gus Edwards. You have Austin Eckler.
Dobbins, is it ACL or is it?
ACL. Same thing. Remember we saw him with Aaron Rodgers?
Who's Achilles?
I mean, Achilles, yeah.
Okay, it was.
Yeah,
cool.
I mean, he was there with Aaron Rodgers,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's all right. I want to make sure.
Yeah, so J.K. Dobbins, you got Gus Edwards, you got Dalvin Cook, you got...
Dalvin Cook to the Giants would be kind of ironic.
Yeah, you got... who else did you got? You got Dalvin Cook, Gus Edwards, Austin Eckler.
Mm-hmm.
You still have... quality
yeah, but
people.
But if what were they willing to spend? Was it 6 to 8? Yeah. Right, they weren't willing to go to 10 to 12
with
Saquon.
Well, you know where they get that at? Just go get Devin Singletary. He played in the offense.
Yes.
With Daboll,
and he's definitely in the. I know Renan has put that name out there.
So go get Devin Singletary.
Okay, Devin Singletary makes sense because again, he's already played. He played in the offense, right? He played in the
and
system,
young, and he played well in the offense.
And if you have high end tight end play, high end, now you'll have at least one number one wide receiver. The thing is that the Giants have a bunch of guys who are good 2 and 3s, but they don't have a number one. Can T. Higgins, who's been a number two, can he be a number one?
I believe so.
For that price now, remember, you got to make sure he can up his level, and he's now going up against the best corners.
Remember, he was a number one before Ja'Marr Chase got there.
Yeah, but, you know, I mean.
No, what I'm saying is
they weren't exactly tearing up the league with him at the number one.
They weren't bad.
No.
It was him and Tyler Boyd, and they were eating.
They were fine. But so, I don't remember ever looking at them thinking, wow, those guys are great.
Well, because they had the red rifle.
Yes.
It's a quarterback.
So it's Andy Dalton's fault. Well, anyways, I love that take. I'm with you on it. Because, again, we keep saying what the Giants need, and I believe the Giants need is going to be a wide receiver. It's the most important need, in my opinion. Yes, you have to upgrade the line. I think you can find guards. They don't need the most important thing, and that is a left tackle. And so everything after that is a little bit easier to get.
Guards is becoming expensive.
It is now, yeah. It is.
$87 million by
Yeah. So it's interesting to see where they go from here.
Oh, now they put him up.
But it's interesting, right. But it's interesting to see, in my opinion, it's interesting to see what happens now with T. Higgins and this request. Here's Adam Schefter from First Take talking about why T. has requested this trade.
This is a situation where T. Higgins got the franchise tag, and he wants a new deal. And there have been no contract discussions with the Bengals since March of 2023, 1 year. Usually when teams use the franchise tag, it's designed to essentially hold a player in place while talks are ongoing. But there haven't been any talks. And while T. Higgins wants to be in Cincinnati, plan to be there long-term, love the city, he's not happy with his contractual situation. And therefore, he has requested to be traded from Cincinnati. Now, last year, his name came up and the Bengals were quick to dismiss any idea that they would be moving on from T. Higgins. This time, he's issued a trade request demanding to be dealt out of Cincinnati after there have been no contract discussion.
And there's that. And then there's Adam Schefter telling us that Higgins will be sought after.
Now, I don't know that there's been a lot of interest so far in T. Higgins, but a request like this usually ignites calls around the league. And there'll be a team that doesn't land the receiver it wants, that doesn't get a wide receiver it needs, and ultimately could decide, okay, let's reach out to Cincinnati. Let's see the cost of compensation. Let's see what it would take to land a long-term deal with T. Higgins. But let's be honest about this. He's played himself into the franchise tag. He wants to get paid. The Bengals haven't talked to him about a new deal, and he's not happy about the current state of affairs with the franchise.
What do you think it'll cost when it comes to compensation? You think a second is enough? You think that's basically...
That Giants second is a high second. Mm-hmm. Like, you're not getting a first-round draft pick. That's what you have to give up when you get the same franchise tag. Remember, there's still options out there. If I'm saying, all right, well, I'll go... Right now, Calvin Ridley's name is at the top of everybody's list, right?
People are talking about him, too.
And so the Jets, you know... I'm sure they're working the phones hard because they need to figure out.
But the T. Higgins doesn't make sense for the Jets. But
No, I'm saying they're working it hard because so many of these guys have been signed, right? So now you have Pittman off the board.
Yep.
You have Mike Evans off the board.
So Pittman's going to re-sign with the Colts, and he can do that. There's no tampering because it's your own team.
Yeah.
So he's staying there. So that's one guy off the board.
Evans.
Mike Evans is off the board. All right, we already know. I mean,
so
you're getting to the second tier.
Right.
Because once you get past T. Higgins.
You still have one first frontier, that's Calvin Ridley.
And Calvin Ridley is a guy, obviously, that just came back to the sport, but he showed you he's still got something.
Yeah,
he's still
young.
Got a lot of talent.
He's
young, but he went through some stuff. He was suspended and everything else. And then there's the T. Higgins who's demanding a trade or asking for a trade. And now the Bengals, of course.
Don't have nothing to give him.
No. And
the
again.
The Giants are the only team that's poised.
Giants locally, yes. But again... The Giants don't have a quarterback. That's a big part of this, man. You don't understand. Like, that's a big part of this.
It's a trade. It don't matter. As long as it's a good deal for Cincinnati.
Isn't it a trade with the idea that you're going to give him an extension?
Yeah.
If you're T. Higgins, is that what you want?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
But trade don't mean like – trade just means you trade it.
Yeah, I know.
So they
still got to agree to an extension, though.
Not really.
You don't?
They can trade him.
Then why am I – I'm not going to give away that high of a pick if I'm – It might have to be
you don't have to worry about signing trade. They'll just trade it for a second round draft pick and they'll work out the compensation. I'm sure they'll talk about it before because they're going to want them long term.
Of course you'll have to talk about it before. Yes. I just need to know who's throwing to me. Gabe Davis.
Damn.
He's off the board. That's another wide receiver that you raved about.
No, but that means Calvin Ridley's out.
Yeah, because he's going to Jacksonville.
And the reason why they didn't
on a
do that.
Deal
the reason they didn't do that because they would have signed him. They would have had to give up second-round draft
pick. That's right. That was the deal with the Atlanta, right? That Atlanta trade.
Damn, big play Gabe. No love for the Giants.
And the Giants, yeah, that's a good point because he did play in the system with Brian Daboll.
Yeah.
So there's that. Well, it's interesting. But on the Jets side of things, I want to give you a name that I just saw. Oh, by the way, the Baltimore Ravens looking for a running back. So add that team to the Saquon Barkley stuff.
Yeah.
Cowboys need
Houston.
Eagles need one. And now the Baltimore Ravens are in the market for one as well. So, and Barkley is at the top of the list of available running backs right now.
Houston hasn't did much. Mm-hmm. I would go, my opinion, no. Mm-hmm. He's not number one. Josh Jacobs, number one.
Why? Younger?
Josh Jacobs led the league in rush 2 years ago.
That's 2 years ago. Saquon Barkley is...
He's 24.
You're going with the age then.
But also, he's been more productive.
Mm-hmm.
Josh Jacobs is a workhorse.
Okay.
And soon as...
You say so.
What's the old boy that got fired from... Josh Daniels got fired.
McDaniels, yeah.
Yeah, McDaniels. He came back to life. Like, under Pierce.
And Antonio Pierce knew how to use him.
He actually gave him the ball.
Yeah, well... Yeah, again, Josh McDaniel offense is not exactly predicated.
And then also
on that.
Another big guy that the Jets were in the market for that they reached out to was Kevin Bourne. He went back to the Patriots.
Now, a headline that I just saw just a few minutes ago, David Bakhtiari saying goodbye to Green Bay.
Yeah.
Now, here's why I bring it up.
Yep.
Who's one of his best buds?
He's coming in. He coming.
Yeah. You feel it?
I don't know how healthy he's going to be.
Again, he's been, he's been an all-pro twice. He's been an all-pro five times.
He was the highest paid left tackle in football until Trent Williams passed him by like $5.
It is expected that the Packers are going to release David Bakhtiari. And he wrote this long, just thank you to Green Bay and all this stuff. It's been a great run, blah, blah, blah.
And the thing is, they got money.
And
they're in great salary cap space, so they just fed up with him. They just don't think he's worth it.
He played one game in 2021, 11 in 2022, and just one game this past season.
He played 11
after
in
dealing with he tore his ACL, right?
Yeah,
and he's been dealing with the knee ever since. And it just seems like the Packers know, like, okay, you're on the downside now. So the question, of course, is what is it going to cost for the Jets to bring him in without
Five, 1 year, $5 million.
It's got to be, oh, yeah, okay, Aaron, we'll bring him in. But can't rely on him to be like a main piece, right? You can't expect him.
But much like the Trevor Bauer, low risk, high reward.
I mean, you need a left tackle. But you need a left tackle that is going to stay on the field.
Yeah.
Now, again, who has more experience playing with Aaron Rodgers than David Bakhtiari? No one.
But when I bring him in.
But is he physically able to do it?
When I bring him in, he's not guaranteed my starting spot. I'm still aggressively.
You got to go get a left tackle.
I'm still aggressively going out there to get a left tackle.
I want
to
draft one now. If I can get this guy and then draft one, give me a guy that at least we know has been one of the best in the league and put him with a young player that he can help.
See,
no?
This is what we're saying. Like, we're going to see what the board looks like a lot more.
Right.
After this free agency. We'll know a lot more as far as what teams are going to do ahead of the Jets.
Well, that's the beauty of free agency.
Right.
I always feel like the NBA does this backwards. The NBA should have free agency first, then the draft. because it does change your thinking and what you're doing. But do you know why they have it before free agency?
Why?
Because a lot of times you can trade for players using your draft picks and get players that you want before they become free agents.
In basketball?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And so it's the draft is treated as if it's currency. Versus in the NFL, the draft is a way to actually fill holes on your roster because it's such a big roster. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So that's why they reverse it. But I feel like this is a more interesting way to do it because now I know what I need. Now I'm drafting for need. And that's a simpler way. But in the NFL, that's what you have to watch. So you're right. The free agency will tell us more. It'll give us a better story about what teams are going to do.
The offensive guard has dried up really fast too.
Okay.
Hold up. Splash. What now? One of the top free agents is off the mark. Yeah.
You didn't read fast enough.
I think it's talking about Wilkins to the Raiders.
Okay.
So that means. Oh man. So this means Wilkins is going to the Raiders. I wonder if Miami counters with Arik Armstead, because now that's a surprise to it. That's an upgrade. That's a big man.
I'm trying to find what you were looking for.
Well, it looks
for.
Like Wilkins is going right there. They're talking about Wilkins right there. It looks like he's going to the Raiders.
Okay.
So what I'm saying is now it's a void there for the Dolphins. I wonder if the Dolphins now are in the market for Armstead, who got released surprisingly. He was the heart and soul, the leader of that defensive line, a captain. Now they're just left with Bosa. They don't have Chase Young signed. So now they got Hargrove. Remember, they had four guys with $20 million.
Mm-hmm.
And listen, they're under pressure to win this year, because if they don't win this year, they have to pay Purdy.
That's right. The quarterback eventually has got to get paid.
Right.
How much – Connor Hughes, is he reliable? Is he good? He's an SNY guy.
Connor Rogers?
No, Connor Hughes. He's more of a reporter. Not your boy on the show. Yeah, the other Connor.
He's interesting. Sometimes.
He's interesting.
Yeah,
Should
70-30. 70-30.
All right. Well, he just posted.
Sometimes
this.
People leak stuff to him.
Yeah. Well, that's usually how it works. Well, this is what he just tweeted. There are increased rumblings that the Eagles are willing to go north of $12 million annually for Saquon Barkley.
Told you.
Higher than the Texans, which is believed to be near $11 million.
Told you.
Howie Roseman is definitely in on this, but the sentiment was always that Barkley would give the Giants a chance to match or do better.
Hell no.
And the question is, would Joe Shane keep Barkley away from the division rival, match or do better than what the Eagles would offer? That answer is a hard no.
He's like, all right, Austin Eckler, here's $8 million.
I mean, this feels like an agent thing.
Yeah,
because something like that. Is what an agent,
his agent definitely from put my experience,
and,
again, yeah.
And I don't know Connor, and I'm not trying to disparage him. I'm just saying, from my experience, in my years as a sports writer, as a reporter, on these days calling different people, I know that agents will do that. They'll go, all right, this is what's going on, but you wonder, would the Giants match? They have always said that they would, would they do it? So you try to drum up something from a rival to create like this fear and panic of, wait, we can't let that happen.
Why wouldn't Saquon want to go and have a chance to play for a Super Bowl next year? This team that won 10
Eagles.
Games. Yes.
Yes.
Team that won 10 games, they just showed up their offensive line. They got two studs on the outside. You're going to have all the space in the world.
And that general manager is going to be creative.
Yeah.
Roseman is always creative. He'll figure it out. You never have to worry about, they have cap issues. Howie Roseman never seems to ever have cap issues.
They just need a linebacker.
They just
got a bunch of money. No, Shaq Leonard.
No?
No, he wasn't it.
Okay.
Remember, he got cut for a reason.
That's right.
And he didn't look good.
Christian Wilkins is who you were talking about. Four-year deal now with the Raiders.
So that means that the Dolphins, that's a huge void. He had a career year as far as sacks last year. I think he had like 8 to 10.
Four-year, 110. 84 is guaranteed.
See, I don't like giving that type of money out to somebody that only played
for a defensive tackle.
I don't like giving that to somebody that only played well for a second. This is what I would argue. Would you rather have Christian Wilkins at 400? At
400.
I mean, at
84 is guaranteed. Almost 85 is guaranteed.
Yeah, but would you rather have him at that number?
Mm-hmm.
Or would you rather give Armstead who just got cut by the
Niners.
The Niners, probably $20 million a year. You could have got him for $80 million because he already got paid his big money.
Who's older?
Well, Wilkins is younger.
Yeah, that's probably why he's getting the payday here.
Nah, because you know what it is?
You know what's funny, though? Antonio Pierce is already putting his fingerprints on this thing, is he not?
But I don't
– Bully football.
Wilkins is okay, man, but he not – I'd rather have Armstead.
Isn't he Wilkins kind of a bully guy, though, isn't he?
He this year.
Like, he does a lot of those – his tackles are pretty nasty.
But this year.
This is new?
Yeah, new.
What do you mean, contract year? Shocking.
Yeah, they told him they needed him to get – More sacks. And so he had a career year in sacks.
Okay. All right.
But, like, see, this is what happens when you lock in and you already have the contract already agreed to at the combine. Because I would say with Armstead out there, I'd have went with Armstead. You know what I mean? Like, if you're ranking, like, D tackles on the market, met a BK with his 13 sacks,
mm-hmm.
and then it probably would have been Christian Wilkins. But I would have said also Armstead is a game changer. Now you just gave this dude – You just gave this dude a bunch of bread. You know what I'm saying? You just gave him what? What's four? That's 25, 26. Is that like 27 a year?
Well, let's do the math. We'll grab the calculators. We'll keep up. This is Fast and Furious, but that's usually how it goes the first day of – well, this is not first day of free agency. It's the first day of legal tampering, but it might as well be. That's right. How it goes. We got your calls on all this stuff, 800-919-3776. But coming up, we do have audio files. So stay with us. Spartan Hahn, 98.7 ESPN.
Gordon Damer at the 98.7 Tullamore Dew Sports Desk. Joe Douglas has to approach this offseason as if his job depends on it, because it probably does. Earlier this morning on DPHR and Rothenberg, Rick and Dave both agreed Douglas needs to be aggressive.
So you know what? If you swing huge and you miss, all right, you're going to be out of a job. If the Jets are not good this year, he's out of a job regardless, right? That's your mindset?
Yeah, feels like it.
Okay, so why would you not swing big?
I don't know. I can't answer that question, because I would swing big, create as much cap space as possible, because I recognize how expensive offensive linemen are going to be. I mean, how expensive a wide receiver could be. I would be trying to trade for Cortland Sutton right now. Like, there'd be a lot of things I'd be doing.
And that is brought to you by Tullamore Dew, because when it's game time, it's Tully time. Tullamore Dew, the original triple distilled, triple blended, and triple cast matured Irish whiskey. Be sure to grab a Tullamore Dew or try the brand new Tullamore Dew honey during tonight's action. Glasses up to enjoying Tullamore Dew responsibly. Coming up at 3 o'clock, it's the Michael K. Show, and it's only here on 98.7 FM.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
Oh, by the way, I have to
You got to let this go to the break. You got to let this go to the break, because there ain't no words. We can keep playing.
That's a good point. I don't have to worry about the lyrics. This will be the bed for audio files. Remind me, though, I have a song, a cover to play for you later. Everybody. Come on, Tom. Keep time now. Dino.
Get the gong involved.
Ding, 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 ding. Ding, 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 ding. Rock, rock, planet, rock. Rock, 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 planet, rock.
When you do the robot, is even better. All right, so again, Gerrit Cole in the elbow. The idea is that they're just getting an MRI. They're trying to just push it, that it's just a precautionary thing to stay ahead of the game. But he is having some fatigue in that elbow. And we probably won't hear anything for a couple of days, the Yankees are saying, because they are going to get a whole bunch of people involved in this and get a lot of different opinions. And we certainly love that, don't we? In the meantime, of course, legal tampering going on in the NFL, and it's just fast and furious. Local teams so far have done nothing aside from the Jets keeping Greg the leg. Zuerlein is staying.
Well, you heard Rodgers say, hey, man, we better get these damn kickers.
That's right. It's funny that Aaron Rodgers did say both the kickers, we like them both.
But
Morstead's the other one. They love him.
But Morstead outshined Greg DeLay. You better go get Morstead, because what he did.
He was signed. Isn't Morstead still signed?
I don't know.
Because he changed numbers with Garrett.
That's true.
Okay.
That's true. Okay.
800-919-3776, of course, is the number for the conversation. But right now, because of so much going on in the world of sports, it's time for us to step aside and let the headline makers do the talking in the segment we like to call
Audio Five.
The Audio File.
All right, but like I mentioned, I have a song to play for you. It's a cover. Now, somewhere in the show, we've got to figure out where I can play, because it is just, it's that good. But you know what we're going to do right now, Bart Scott?
What are we going to do?
We're going to do that hockey.
Let's do that hockey.
We have to. The hottest team in the NHL.
Roy?
We
talking about Roy?
Can you do just, wah? Just,
Roy?
Do you want him on the show?
Listen,
do you want him on the show?
Excuse me, Tom. What is R-O?
Siegfried,
no,
okay?
Let's do Keenan Peele, okay? R-O-Y.
Roy.
Oh, okay. So you mean to tell me?
Rookie of the Year.
There you go. Which I believe he was.
Roy.
Yes.
Coach Roy.
Coach, no. Wah.
Roy.
Wah.
Roy.
Wah.
Wah.
Whatever you want to say, however you want it. Tomato, tomato, potato, potato. The Islanders have won 6 in a row.
They hot.
They went from, which like 2 weeks ago, they were out, like they had 8 points they were trailing in the wild card. They now have made all that up, and they are right there now in the wild card with actually a chance to move out of that.
I can't be excited.
Well, you can. They're doing what they need to do, which is win. They won last day. 6-1 against the Ducks.
I think you're missing it.
What?
I can't be excited.
Because it's the Detroit Red Wing?
Yes.
Okay. But it's the Flyers that we both want to root for to drop out. Then your Red Wings can still be in. And it's the Flyers that we're trying to catch now.
Red Wings, we lost a tough one yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Well, meanwhile, and then the Islanders, by the way, they play the Kings tonight. So let's see if the train keeps rolling. A Kings team that's also battling for a playoff spot. But it has been a good run here for Patrick Waugh, who's now, I believe it's like 10-5-1 or something like that since he took over as head coach. And here is Patrick Waugh, by the way, talking about what he likes from his team.
We didn't play our best second, but we didn't give, you know, Varley made some good save, but we kept it at the 2-goal game. That made me very happy. And seeing them talking to you guys saying that we need to be a little bit better in the second period makes me proud of them. I mean, that's exactly what I want to see from our guys. I mean, every day we try to be better, and that's a very good example.
Look, when they hired him, there were some people that were wondering, what are you doing bringing this guy in? He hasn't coached in the NHL in a while. He did have some issues the last place he coached. He was coaching juniors. But he is a champion. He's a winner. He's one of the greatest goaltenders in the history of the game. And he had some success as a coach. But what he's done, Bart, is changed the culture, which was so important to do. Because, let's be honest, when Barry Trotz left, the culture left with him. And so what you wanted to see was, would this team respond to him? And in the beginning, it got rocky. It wasn't great at the start. But you could see he moved some pieces around. And now there's suddenly this accountability in the group. You heard him talk about it. And the top players are playing well. And whether it's Bo Horvat, whether it's Matthew Barzal, or whether it's even Brock Nelson, who was moved up to the top line, put with Barzal. What they are getting now are results, and they're winning at the most important time. And can they punch their way into the playoffs with him as the head coach? It is something that obviously will be why. But I'll tell you what I'm looking for. can we get a Rangers Islanders first round? Wouldn't that be special?
Would you want that?
Hell yeah.
Who you gonna root for?
I would root for seven games.
No, who you rooting for?
I would root for seven games.
Where's your heart?
I would root for seven games.
If I asked you who you rooting for in a Subway World Series,
listen,
you would say what?
Oh my God, Subway Series, Yankees, easy.
Okay, so why is it not easy for you now?
Because I have really emotionally split because Peter Laviolette is somebody that I root for. Michael Peck is an assistant coach. I root for him too. I like several of the players and the people in the Ranger organization. I've gotten to know a lot of people there.
I'll say it for you. You're rooting for the Islanders, but you wouldn't be upset if the Rangers did advance because there's people you like.
I don't know, because I feel like the Rangers would really be a fun story if they went on a run in the playoffs. And if the Knicks and Rangers went on a run, it's special in New York when that happens.
You want a fun story or a fun Han?
Well, look, would Zach and Callie be upset if the Islanders lost? Yes, they would be. And I think I'm emotionally detached. Just being honest. Anyways, not answering that question. There's no way you're going to make me answer that question. Women's college basketball, which to me is right now a bigger story than the men's.
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
Caitlin Clark, they were they won. I caught some of this game yesterday before the Knick game.
The second half of Caitlin Clark or the first half?
No. The first half, she wasn't very good.
Okay.
They played Nebraska. This game was a great finish. And she was great. I was talking to Gus Johnson, who has done a lot of college basketball games. And he called the game that she passed Pistol Pete Maravich, right, to be the all-time college scorer. And I said to him, what do you see? What do you think? And he just said, no. He's like, she's it. This game goes to overtime. She hits shot after shot late in the game that basically was all, like, it's all I needed to see. Like, does she have the clutch gene? Does she have everything I need to know? Like, about, like, as far as, is she it? This is for the Big Ten Championship. And they were losing by, I believe, 7 or 8 points in the last couple minutes of the game.
This was a championship?
Oh, no, this is the Big Ten Championship game. And Nebraska's good. And she just turned it on. She hit this 1-3. It was ridiculous. So, I mean, this is a legit star. And she played like a star when it mattered most. And she talked about how they're just never out of it.
This team is never out of a game. No matter if it's 15 points in 2 minutes, whether it's 5 points in 2 minutes, we have the offensive firepower to be into any game. We all believed that. We all knew that. And we never gave up. And that's what I'm the most proud of, honestly.
34 points. She had 16 with, like, I don't know, 10 minutes to go in the game. She ended up with 34. Just turned it on.
I wonder if she can, this year, man, in the tournament, last year, you know, them South Carolina girls going to be waiting for.
Speaking of which, and we'll move on a little more, women's college basketball, the SEC championship game was marred with a fight in the women's game. Six players were thrown out of the game as it got ugly. And South Carolina ended up winning 79-72. There was only five players left on either team, and it was all like...
Ain't no subs.
this game got nasty. I mean, it was... Also, it just shows you once again how much this game has really come a long way.
South Carolina.
Rivalries and just all that, you know, like... The one look that... I don't know which player it was, but the girl shoved her, and the girl gave her that side eye, like, oh, you want some of this? They were pulling hair.
Yeah.
Got out of there like, I'm getting out of here.
No, number 10, her family came in to visit her from Brazil.
Oh, really?
Dawn Staley flew her in, like, mm-hmm. right before the game. So she got kicked out in front of her peoples.
So
came from Brazil. First time ever seeing her play in person.
So Angel Reese, well, again, everybody involved in the fracas. Angel Reese talked about how they're not afraid of South Carolina.
We're not scared of South Carolina, and I'm going to repeat that. We're not scared of South Carolina, and a lot of people are scared of them, and we came in and battled and battled and battled and battled and battled to the end, and of course, we came up short, but we'll see them again. Being able to be proud of this team, I'm not going to give them all the credit because I know how hard we played. We played hard. We played tough. We did whatever it took to win, and sadly, we came up short, but I'm happy where we are right now, and anybody seeing us moving forward should be scared.
So I love
it. But you can say that. You can say that when you are the defending champs. right? So you can say that. But mm-hmm. what Don Staley has done in 2 years, going undefeated 2 years in a row. Remember, I forgot the coach Lou, what's the famous coach from UConn that was trying to talk?
Gino Auriemma?
Yeah, Auriemma.
Auriemma.
Yeah, but remember how last year he was talking about how they play all rough and like, yep. Like, hold up, how you going to get mad because they playing like yo, the best term I think you can say, they play like men. Like, what are you talking about? It's supposed to be physicality. I got a 6'8".
No, they play basketball like yes. It's supposed to be played.
I got a 6'8" center. Yeah.
Yeah, physical and nasty. Let's go.
And their coach is from the era when basketball, girls basketball, was played rough and tough. You know what I'm saying? With Cheryl Swoots and all those
I find
dudes.
It more watchable.
Yes.
I find it more entertaining.
Than the WNBA.
You can go Caitlin Clark and her shot making and her bravado.
Yes.
Or you can go with some LSU in South Carolina, which you know they're bringing it physical. And they're just going to basically say, can you handle it or not? This is how we play.
Yeah.
I find this stuff watchable and enjoyable, and it's good for the game.
I think the women's game, college game, is more exciting than the pro game.
This might be the year. This is the year I'll probably watch more of the women's. When we get to like the Elite Eight and the final, watching the women's game more.
You know I'm waiting to see.
There's some rivalries now.
You know I'm waiting to see if Carolina. And get to see Iowa again.
Well, no, LSU.
No, I want to see Iowa.
You
want to see home.
Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark.
Well, Caitlin.
You remember Angel Reese was doing the whole ring thing,
I
right?
I get that, but Caitlin Clark and old girl number 10, they 6'8 center, it's the truth.
Okay.
Like, they undefeated, and they were undefeated last year, and Caitlin Clark sent their ass home.
NCAA is going to keep them all in different brackets just so they can only meet in the Final Four.
No.
Has to be that way.
But it's three teams that you really want to see.
Yes, I just said that. Keep all three in different brackets so they have to meet in the Final Four some way or another. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, okay.
All right.
Okay.
But meanwhile, there'll be some suspensions and everything else. So this
who cares?
By the way, there was one girl. Tessa Johnson's brother jumped over the scores table, got on the court.
That's her name, number 10.
Yeah, yeah. But the best part is.
Risen from Brazil.
He gets on the court, and then he realizes, like, oh, this was not a good idea. He immediately realizes he made a mistake.
Bro, you going over there to grab girls? They will deport your ass.
First of all, that's your sister. You're trying to pretend. You realize, this is a mistake.
Your sister's 6'8". She pushed a girl 5'10".
All right, real quick. We got to get one football thing we haven't talked about. Russell Wilson. We'll sign with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Adam Schefter on why this works for everyone.
These teams recognize the fact that this was a very low-risk move. They did not have to compensate the Denver Broncos with any picks or players. They only had to give Russell Wilson the veteran minimum contract with the Broncos, as you mentioned, footing the other bill. So, really, there's nothing to lose for anybody that was going to sign him. And I think Russell looked at the Steelers and saw a team that could run the football, that had offensive weapons, that could play great defense, that he believes he can help elevate into a Super Bowl contender. And we'll see how that works. And I think from the Steelers' standpoint, they have a new offensive coordinator, Arthur Smith. They said they wanted to bring in competition for Kenny Pickett, the former first-round draft pick. I don't think Russell Wilson goes to Pittsburgh with the idea that he's going to back up Kenny Pickett, but it is going to be an open competition. And I believe that Russell Wilson expects he'll win it, he'll prevail, and he'll lead that team to great success this upcoming season.
You like that fit, though? I mean, it's an easy no-risk for them.
Yeah, and they just need somebody that they're going to run the football, play action pass, which is something Russell Wilson is really good at, and take shots down the field with those big moon balls. That's how they used him down there. They didn't have him like Sean Payton throwing the ball on time. If he want to make these off-schedule plays, he's got two big weapons to throw to and a hell of a tight end. Now, this is a balanced team in Pittsburgh. The offensive line has gotten much more improved. The kid that they stole from the Jets last year from Georgia is only going to be better, 1 year better. And that defense is elite. Whenever T.J. Watt is there, he's always a candidate for defensive player of the year.
Right. All right. Well, again, another team in the AFC for the Jets to worry about if Aaron Rodgers is going to lead them to a championship.
But they're going to eat each other apart. It's cool.
AFC is just going to definitely
That division with Deshaun Watson and what he got.
Well, yeah, and they just added Jerry Jeudy. We haven't gotten into that.
Jerry Jeudy, Amari Cooper, Njoku.
It's funny you finish your point. All right. That is Audio Files. Lots more to get to. Your calls, of course, a big part of it, 800-919-3776. Yes, yes, we'll get to what the hell happened last night at the Garden with the Knicks, who have to see the Sixers again. But will the Sixers be a little bit healthier on Tuesday when they do? We'll get to your calls and more. Stay with us. Barton Hahn, 98.7 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
All right, Bart. Power Hour already is coming up, by the way. Isn't that amazing how fast today has gone? We keep an eye on the NFL legal tampering situation, tracker, everything else.
Let's just call it free agency. They act like it starts Saturday.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of agreeing to terms going on here. But you found something. And again, Power Hour, we'll get into your calls as well. 800-919-3776. So get them stacked, racked, and ready to go. We'll go full buffet there because there's a lot of headlines. Garrett Cole, big headline for you Yankee fans. The Knicks, ugly loss last night, of course. You Islander fans, they keep telling me you don't talk about my team. Well, here's your chance. You got that. And then, of course, all the NFL stuff. The Jets, the Giants, Saquon Barkley out there. Some teams already looking like they're setting up to make a run for him. And David Bakhtiari says goodbye to Green Bay. Will another run of Aaron Rodgers' buddies come to the Jets? So a lot of stuff to watch. But you were just talking about something with me during the break here in regards to the quarterback market.
Yeah.
And how interesting it can actually get and how it can affect the draft. Tell everybody what you were saying to me.
Well, with Russell Wilson going to Pittsburgh.
Yep.
And then now you look at the natural fit. We thought that.
Kirk Cousins does he stay in Minnesota? Does he go to Atlanta? That's right. Also still out there as well. That's another domino that has to fall.
So if he goes to Atlanta,
right?
We know that, you know, it puts the Bears in a place where, you know, they didn't think they were going to be. They thought that, you know, Justin Fields would be traded by now. Clearly the number hasn't been getting what they're getting. They're probably getting some fourth rounds. Hey, we'll give you a fourth. And they're not getting any because
Mac Jones went for a sixth.
Right.
And the Jets can't find a buyer for Zach Wilson right now, which is really sick. Mac Jones got a sixth round pick and you can't find anyone to give
Mac
you something
Jones went
for.
To, Mac Jones went to a Pro Bowl, so what you going to get, a seventh?
And he actually went to a playoff game. Right.
So
Jacksonville took him as their backup, which is, again, they're going to see if they can just turn him into something. But, all right, so that, all that's going on.
So that tells me that if Kirk Cousins goes to Atlanta, mm-hmm. then Minnesota's not an option for Justin Fields because they'll never train him within a division.
Not even if Minnesota offered something legit?
Nah, they don't want to see guy that can convince it.
So then what happens?
I think you're looking at the Raiders trying to make sure they get a dynamic playmaker at quarterback, you know, with that running game potentially for Davante Adams and
so the Raiders
Myers.
Are in play for Justin Fields, you think?
But also because I think
because Fields, everybody thought maybe Pittsburgh, that's out.
Yeah, that's out, right?
Fields,
and
everybody thought
Atlanta.
Out,
if that's
that
out.
Could be out because they'd probably rather have the experienced quarterback in Kirk Cousins.
Yeah. So also it can be the Patriots can be a dark horse.
For
Justin Fields.
Wow.
Because listen, we all assume that they're gonna take Jaden Daniels, but if you get a guy like
they have the third pick, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, okay, we don't know who's a lot of people have May hired in.
Yeah, there's
Daniels
so much of that. There's so much of that going on right now that, you know, that who's it going to be and all that. But we all know that right now it's assumed the first three picks are going to be quarterbacks.
Right. Unless New England says, you know what, we're getting this guy for 10 cents on the dollar. He's a guy that already can play. We know he can play. And we can get him for 2 years at $28 million. That's a good discounted price.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Patriots had $85 million to sign people.
Right.
Then you're going to get an opportunity to say, hey, maybe they draft Marvin Harris Jr.
So they go Harrison at three instead of quarterback.
Right. And then now you have Marvin Harris Jr. and Justin Fields, Kendrick Bourne, Hunter Henry.
Interesting.
And that becomes a problem.
All right, more of this coming up in the Power Hour, but I do want to tell you that FanDuel's putting the ball in your court for the rest of the NBA season. Right now, new customers get $200 in bonus bets with any winning $5 bet. That's $200 if your bet wins. Bet on the NBA with a wide range of bet types, including quick bets, live same-game parlays, player props, and more. So visit FanDuel.com/Allen to make your first bet a layup. FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NBA. 21 and older, physically present in New York. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com for help with a gambling problem. Call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369.
Gordon Damer at the 98.7 Tullamore Dew Sports Desk. Well, hopes were high, especially with that performance against the Magic the game before. But the Knicks fall flat last night against the 76ers. Scored just 73 points, turned the ball over 19 times. And earlier this morning on DiPietro and Rothenberg, Rick and Dave both agreed it was a missed opportunity.
It's a missed opportunity. I'm not going to defend it. You had a real chance with the team that's undermanned. Just, I mean, you're right, worse than you, because at least you had Jalen Brunson. They were out there two best players. At least you had your best player.
Right.
And you had one of those nights. They happen. I mean, Jalen Brunson had a bad night, on top of the fact that Josh Hart had a bad night and Dante DiVincenzo didn't shoot well.
Right. It's a bad night for everyone to have a bad night.
Right. And the result of it is 73 points.
And that is brought to you by Tullamore Dew, because when it's game time, it's Tully time. Tullamore Dew, the original triple distilled, triple blended, and triple cast matured Irish whiskey. Be sure to grab a Tullamore Dew or try the brand new Tullamore Dew Honey during tonight's action. Glasses up to enjoying Tullamore Dew responsibly. Coming up at 3 o'clock, it's the Michael Kay Show, and it's only here on 98.7 FM.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.